the thrill of cycling in silence. Going media-free on a cross-country bike trip. When I was cycling across the country on my bike, I spent anywhere from 6 to 9 hours a day in the saddle for almost 3 solid months. It made a lot of people wonder, what did you listen to all day long? Was it mostly music or more like audiobooks, podcasts? Asked a friend. What was on your playlist? Nothing, I said. She frowned slightly, as if she'd misheard me. What do you mean, nothing? I mean, nothing. I don't listen to anything when I ride, I replied. I don't even wear earbuds. You could see the wheels of her mind grind to a standstill. What? You just ride along in what? In total silence? More or less, I said, laughing. All day long? Yeah. She was gobsmacked. I would go completely out of my mind. And my friend wasn't alone in her astonishment. Nearly everyone, upon learning that I'd raw-dogged a 4,150-mile cross-country cycling trip, looked utterly dumbstruck, bereft, almost. I began to realize that while most people think it's pretty daunting to cycle the entire U.S., they can vaguely imagine what it would be like as a physical challenge. Daunting, sure, but you just put your butt in the saddle and keep going, and you'll get there. They don't want to do that epic, exhausting ride, but they can comprehend it. But the idea of avoiding all media all day long, they have no mental equipment to imagine that. It completely breaks their model of how the world works. Except here's the thing. It's kind of awesome. Silence is golden. I am not some sort of anti-technology, anti-screens guy. I don't avoid media on principle, like one of our modern wild-eyed destroy-your-phone desert prophets. Quite the opposite. Even when I'm on a road cycling trip, I use my phone a ton to navigate, to check the weather, or just to dork around on social media. But during the act of cycling itself, silence, it turns out, is golden.